Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Thursday. It feels a lot like a Friday, doesn't it, Dom?
It sure does. Happy Friday Eve to you, Evan, on the board once again. And of course, our fair audience, it is a pleasure to be with you all.
Lightly screening the calls at 844-967-2789. And Dom, you've been doing a little bit of work booking. How unusual.
But I know, last couple of days, man. I know.
Yesterday you kind of overbooked us. You've booked a fine happy hour, Bill Press. So I hope you stick around for the 5 o'clock. Yeah, Bill Press joining us, pundit, podcaster, friend of the Devil's Advocates. I still hope we put something together for the fall. Get out the vote with Bill Press. But Dom, let's turn towards the headlines. A couple of headlines. You know, Joe Biden kind of having a decently good week. I mean, he's had a lot worse.
Yes, he has. It's been a pretty decent, okay week so far.
And then there's Donald Trump's week. Less good.
Well, less by comparison, no, not great at all. It's really getting hot down in Florida, man.
You know, or as Donald Trump should think of it, the best, last best week of his life, perhaps.
Or, as I like to put it, worse. The best is yet to come.
Could be. Could be. You know, Trump's... Trump's got a new legal filing, Dom, seeking absolute immunity. Absolute immunity. I think he should be granted absolute immunity for all his, you know, crimes. In this case, he's seeking, what, absolute immunity from civil action for his speech on January 6th, the incitement of the crowd. Thinks he should be able to claim, what, presidential immunity for life?
Yes. He's just working that day, man.
Is that what he was doing? Just doing his job, the job of the American people?
I mean, I can go there. Specifically, a raw story reporting from the Washington Examiner in the filing. President's attorneys claim, quote, President Trump is shielded by absolute presidential immunity because his statements were on matters of public concern. No amount of hyperbole about the violence of January 6, 2021 provides a basis for this court to carve out an exception to the constitutional separation of powers. So, you know, he's got that going for him.
Do you think they will grant him absolute immunity, Dom?
I don't know. You know, I'm no attorney, Crudy. You know, given what he said and the fact that it certainly seemed to incite a riot, I don't know that would, you know, it still has to be culpability. As the examiner says, Trump's legal team argues in Wednesday's filing that impeachment is the only means of punishing a president for abuse and that attempts by Dems and others to sue Trump after he emerged victorious in his impeachment trial tantamount to harassment. I mean, victorious, you know, still more. Over 50% of the senators, including some Republicans, right, voted to impeach the man. So, unfortunately, it wasn't a, you know, 51-49 deal. But, I guess he's very victorious because he couldn't get enough people to, even though it was over 50%, to kick his ass out. So, it'll be an interesting exercise.
Is that what you call it when the judge throws it out for lack of merit? Hey, man, throw that Hail Mary in the trash can where it belongs, the trash can of history. Dom, other threatened legal action, in this case by the former president, Trump sends a cease and desist demanding CNN delete Big Lie and Lying from stories about the former president. You know, they're being mean, Dom. a little bit of the coverage here. Former President Donald Trump has decided to go after CNN. Not for the first time, right, folks? In his latest litigation, according to documents sent to the network, Trump is demanding that the network eliminate any mention of the phrase, the big lie, and any implication that he lied about the 2020 election being stolen. The report comes a day after it was revealed that Trump was likely part of the grand jury investigation into the attempt to overthrow the 2020 election. I'll believe it when I see it, folks, but apparently, you know, the investigation is expanding. Eliminating the phrases on a news website, however, would not cover up Trump's actions around the election. The letter says that it was sent July 21st, 2022, however. And if Trump were to sue CNN for defamation, he'd be forced to prove that CNN knowingly lied when they claimed that Trump was lying about the 2020 election. Such a case would allow the network to request a number of documents and information in the discovery phase, I think it's called, Dom, from Trump and his office post-presidency.
Do it. Do it. I dare you, Trump. File it. Do it. Allow CNN discovery. I would love to see that.
Well, of course, this is just trying to chill what CNN. CNN's Ted Turner's got the money. They'll take their chances, Trump. Here is from the statement. I've notified CNN of my intent to file a lawsuit over their repeated defamatory statements against me. I will also be commencing actions against other media outlets who have defamed me and defrauded the public regarding the overwhelming evidence of fraud throughout the 2020 election. Now, we had a ruling on that here locally just today, right, Dom? But we'll get to that in a minute. Accordingly, I hereby demand on behalf of President Donald Trump, you know, again, speaking in third person through a statement, that CNN immediately take down the false and defamatory publications. 2, immediately issue a full and fair retraction of the statements identified herein as conspicuous a manner as they were originally published. And 3, immediately cease and desist from its continued use of big lie and lying when describing President Trump's subjective belief regarding the integrity of the 2020 election. Well, good luck with that. And good luck using that as a legal defense.
Well, and that's, later. See, that's what he's trying to laying do, right? He's laying it down. His subjective belief. If I believe it, it's not a lie, right? So you can convince yourself that it's not a lie, and then it's okay then. I mean, but that's what he does. He throws these things out, little caveats that gives you an indication of what his overall defense will be. And it's going to be pretty weak.
Kind of like Steve Bannon. That trial didn't go so well either.
The misdemeanor from hell.
Sort of a whimpering conclusion of that trial. He was convicted on both charges, of course. Dom, we got some local news, but I want to ask you. Joe Biden. Now, I claim he's having a pretty good week, but if you believe the papers, well, man, we've moved into recessionary territory. We've had two consecutive quarters of contraction. But as you and I talked about before we came on the air, Tom, this was a super heated economy a year ago at this time.
Yes, coming out of the terrible economy that Donald Trump shepherded us, drove us, drowned us into, right? So,
well, I do hold him accountable for the pandemic. The pandemic drove the economy into the ditch, but Donald Trump, you know, was culpable in many ways.
Well, but I would also say, if you're going to talk about, you know, an influx of money into circulation, you know, Donald Trump and Republicans, I mean, they signed those bills. I mean,
the first ones.
Yeah, yes.
Bill, the American Rescue Plan, was exclusively Democrats. Every prior bill was pretty much everyone except Ron Johnson.
Right. And so, I mean, that there is a reaction from that, right? There is a consequence to that. Now, you don't hear the Republicans talking about that, but that was also part of that influx of money. And granted, I mean, it was necessary, to my opinion, because a lot of people weren't working. If you happen to remember, look at the statistics from the BLM or whatever, or BLS, over the last couple of years, you can see the dip in employment, the contraction of the economy, because, of course, a lot of people were staying home.
And the participation rates, right? They always talk about that. Well, here's how Joe Biden described the economy earlier today. I'm going to need your help. Let's play some sound of the president having a pretty good week. Till this news, cut 29.
That doesn't sound like a recession to me.
You know,
that's it.
Joe, I fired up the crowd. You know, I warmed them up for you, and then that's it. Okay, let's hear a little bit more of the president, I'm sure, with more enthusiasm. Cut number 30.
Chairman Powell and many of the significant banking personnel and economists say we're not in recession.
I could barely even understand the notion of your statement, Joe, but one more from the president. Jobs. Cut 31.
We've created 9 million new jobs so far, just since he became president.
Just since Joe Biden became president. Can you sound like you're bragging? Can you sound like you're excited about the news? No, this doesn't feel like a recession. We've got low unemployment. We got consumer spending. And, you know, we were in a superheated circumstance. And now, you know, we've contracted a little off the superheated part. But that's what we've got to do because, you know, the Fed's out there cranking up the interest rates. All I hear from every CG in America is about the gas prices. Well, those have also come down. Yeah. Hell, even Wingstop's talking about the fact deflationary. Decreasing prices in the chicken wing market. I mean, Fancy Brian's going to be very excited to hear this. But, you know, there is downward pressure as well. Now there is. And hell, man, I don't quite understand it, but according to CNN, we're starting to see a reduction in mortgage interest rates because people are reacting to the news. We might be in a recession, which somehow drives interest rates down. I don't quite get it.
A little bit from CNN Business before we go to break here. The negative dip shown in Thursday's first read on the second quarter GDP activity, data that will be revised two more times. So right now we fell by 0.9%, less than 1%, was driven mostly by a decline in inventory levels. Businesses in recent quarters have tried to replenish stockpiles drawn down during the pandemic, and in trying to adjust for supply chain upheaval, they found themselves overstocked at a time when consumers have pulled back on some purchases. Investments made in inventory during the second quarter were therefore lower than they were in the first quarter. So there's a lot of, you know, waves and people trying to, you know, hammer out all of us. I would just suggest that perhaps, you know, maybe these corporations should hold a little more inventory as a general rule. You know what I mean? It's just in time when things go south overseas. You know, it costs money then, right?
Dominic, you mentioned negative dips. We'll come back and talk about negative dips. The GOP gubernatorial field here in Wisconsin.